Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. You're listening to the beautiful voice of Kara Aya Asher, who is my guest today. My former co-host is back. She's been very, very busy, and we're going to hear all about the amazing project she's been working on, the beautiful creative project that she's been working on. And I am Viata, your host. I am so excited to be coming once again to Blog Talk Radio to share with you all the knowledge and wisdom that the Creator has given me. And both Kara and I will be sharing that wisdom and knowledge about the 12 tribes of Israel or Israel. This is a topic that could be discussed for hours, but we're going to try and give you the nuggets over the next hour of the 12 tribes of Israel. And I am feeling so generous today. I want to get a copy of my book in the hands of anyone who's listening. We have a large archived audience, but hopefully there are some live listeners today. And if you can answer a couple of questions throughout the hour, I will send you a copy of my book free and a bookmark as well, a personal bookmark, and even autograph the book for you. So welcome again to Soul Purpose Healing. This show is not meant to replace any medical advice that you're receiving from a professional. We are a show that is on a journey. We're on a journey on this show back to the love, the wisdom, the understanding, and the compassion of our Creator, who we call Yahuwah. The name Yahuwah, in case you're not familiar with that, is in the Bible almost 7,000 times. But as the translators have done their work, they removed that name almost 7,000 times. And so we are back here. We are here on this show today to restore the truth and the love of our Creator. Our Creator wants us to know the name, because the name, as written in the letters of Paleo Hebrew, are very, very powerful. We can see the faces of this name, Yahuwah, up in the heavens. And if you look at the stars and the moon and the sun, and so many other realities around us, the Tree of Life reality is all around us, and it's inside of us. And so today we want to go inside the human vessel, that carries our soul. And we need to know what our purpose on this earth is if we're going to live a life of vitality, strength, power, and might. And so we want to help you in that journey. And today is very important as we learn more about this 12 tribes of Israel, which is written in the Bible. But this is not just a lesson for Christians. When we talk about the human body, we're talking about every human face on the planet. It doesn't matter what your religion is and what your belief is. We've had guests on this show, particularly my brother Shemuel Wali of the Bet Hashem Midrash, who has taught us and who shares and continues to teach on his website about the Paleo-Hebrew letters and the ancient truths that we are missing in our life. Those truths mainly reflect on the fact that inside of every human body, no matter what your faith or belief or religion, are the 12 tribes of Israel and the letters of the Hebrew, Paleo-Hebrew alphabet. So today we're going to focus just on the 12 tribes of Israel. And just to give you a little bit of background on the 12 tribes of Israel, in case you're not familiar, we could start with Abraham. Abraham is in the Bible, who married Sarai, and Abraham's wife Sarah gave birth to Isaac, and then Isaac's wife gave birth to Jacob. And it's believed if you have that bloodline, then you're a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You have to have that belief. No one really truly knows who has that bloodline unless you study and you come with an understanding in your soul and spirit that, yes, I'm a part of the seed of Abraham. And so Jacob had 12 sons who are listed in the scriptures, in the Bible. Those 12 sons are called the 12 tribes of Jacob, who later became Israel. So my first question of the hour, which will win you a copy of my book with a bookmark, and I might throw in some other goodies there, is who was the 11th son of Jacob or Israel? What was the name of the 11th son, or what is the 11th tribe of Israel? If you can call in, the number is 215-383-5863. If you have the answer, you can call in, give the answer, and I will send you a free copy of my book, My Body is Talking to Me. And it's a book that's meant to be shared with many because it's full of wisdom and knowledge on my journey these past 20 years at least. And so call in if you know the answer. In the meantime, I want to welcome back my co-host, Kara Aya Asher. Kara has been very busy developing what I think is an important garment for us to wear over the vessel and the purpose. We so often do not wear clothing that have purpose. I have people who wear Hard Rock T-shirts and Nike clothing, and there's absolutely no purpose in that other than to advertise a business. But the Creator has given us this vessel to be clothed with garments of praise, garments of that have purpose. So Kara is going to share with us her vision that is coming to pass, that is coming alive. She's going to share with us what she's been doing and what is the meaning of it and why you should be interested in these products. So Kara, welcome back to Soul Purpose Healing.
I am glad to be here, Vieta. Glad to be here.
And, hallelujah.
hallelujah, indeed. Well, I left Soul Purpose Healing because the Father had another plan for me. And this plan, I'm going to tell you about it soon. But it's an awesome, awesome work. It's sweet. And as I attend to it, it's like it's in my DNA. It's like something I came here in this dimension to do. And what it is it's to bring awareness to our body, every part of our body. We're so far from ourselves. And this message came to me in June of last year. And when you get something from the Most High, you know that you get it from Him. And so I did some things and copyrighted some things, and then maybe 2 months into it or 3 months, I kind of set it aside. And then I was reminded in a dream that I needed to go back to it. And so I started again, and it's amazing. Every step of the way, the Father has led. But what it is, It's giving thanks to every part of our body or eyes. Our eyes have served us so well without complaint. I mean, if our eyes complain, it's because we have mistreated it. And by mistreating, I mean we have not ate the right food because perhaps we're in a country where the food is, not as it should be, and we can't buy organic. So if our body is complaining, it is because it has been mistreated, neglected. But for the most part, our eyes have served us. So what I was impressed to do by the Most High is to awareness to our eyes. Okay, for example, on a T-shirt, I have T-shirts now. And for my eyes, on the front, I'll have the logo, and the logo was given to me by the Most High as well. And I have my eyes. On the back, it'll say something like, my eyes for bringing to me light, beauty, and the sight of my love. Now, you know the beautiful scenery that your eyes have behold, right, Vieta?
Yes.
You go to the beach, you watch the waves, you look up at the sky, you see the beautiful clouds, and if you catch a sunset, if you're just lucky to catch a sunset, wow. And that is your eye. So this is where you say, thank you, my eyes. Let me tell you, it is such a strange language to tell each part of your body thanks. I have been talking to people as I walk, you know, as I go to stores and so on and so forth. And I remember this one lady, we're talking about the hands, and she was hiding her hands behind her. And I said, why are you hiding your hands? And she said, because they're so ugly. And I said, no, they have served you so well. Everything you do, you require your hands. If you're going to go to sleep, you have to support yourself to sleep. You get up to go to the bathroom, you need your hands. You take a shower, it's your hands. You go to get some juice or coffee, it's your hands. You go to put your clothes on, it's your hands. You're going to lift your baby, you're going to embrace your loved one, it's your hands. You're going to drive to work, it's your hands. You're going to open your door to get into work, it's your hands. You're going to turn on the computer, it's your hands. You're going to write, it's your hands. And so this is where I come in. Give thanks to your hands. And you look at your hands, you look at your hands, and you say, thank you, my hands. I know people, some people I talk to, they say, but I thank the Lord for my hands. That is fine, but we have to appreciate our body. There's a chapter in Corinthians that talk about if the foot were to say it is not the hand, where would the body be, right? So each part of our body has their own intelligence, though they work together. And also the tapping, right, solution that is going on now, you can tap on a special area of the body because there's intelligence there. And so that is what I'm about, just to bring awareness to our bodies. And it's just
let me,
you know,
Kara, like that. Kara, let me just interject there. That's the way we should all be thinking. But what I'm thinking of is, for instance, the eyes. You mm-hmm. mentioned all the things we should be grateful for with our eyes, but I have glasses, and I'm nearsighted, according to the optometrist. And I realized when I came into an understanding of the spiritual purpose of eyes and the metaphysical meaning behind eyes, that most of my young life, my mind was saying, I hate to see. So if a person is thinking about negative aspects of the eyes, then guess what? It's going to weaken the eyes. So what I'm hearing you say is if we want to, say, strengthen our eyes, we have to turn the negative thought, first of all, because my language of the mind was I hate to see, and I hated to see my mother drinking alcohol. That was, I think, the biggest mm-hmm. negative thing in my eyesight, was because from a very young child, I can remember thinking, I hate to see my mother drinking. I hate to see my mother drunk. So I realized later in life that I kept that language going in my head. I hate to see if I didn't like something, or even having judgment in the eyes or in the thoughts. The eyes, are you're looking at something, and you're judging what you're seeing. So your line of clothing is going to help people focus on the positive. The positive part of the eyes is thank you. I'm grateful for what I see. Even being at this point of my life, I'm grateful that my mother had the journey she had because it taught me what I didn't want to do or what I didn't want to experience. And so I'm grateful that my mother was able to do whatever she did well and that I am changing or transforming from the I hate to see, or I'm judging that person, look at that person, how bad they are, look at that person, what they're doing wrong, to I am so grateful that this messenger is in my life teaching me something. I am so thankful. So tell us about the other parts of the body that you're working on as well.
Well, as you said that, Dee, and I remember the text that said, as a man thinketh, so is he. So that
yes.
just confirms what you just said. So if we're thinking those negative thoughts, then we're going to have the results of them. So what the gratitude
right.
awareness line is, and we're working on the body now, there are many other lines that the Father has given me. So we started out with the body awareness line. What it does, it begins to speak life to a body. Okay, and for my eyes, on the back of the shirt you will see, I value you, the sight of my love, the entrance to my soul. Thank you. So what I do, I pick a few features of what each part of the body does, and then, you put it on there and you wear it. And you say, thank you. It's just teaching people to appreciate love their body. Okay? Then we have my hands. I talk about the hands for giving and receiving, to embrace, to hold, to care. Thank you. And it's just an awesome, awesome work. It is very sweet. You know, let's take, for example, our lips. my lips is the voice, the vocal travels through the lips, right? You got the tongue.
Yes, wait a minute. Hold on. I got a thought. When you said something about the hands, okay, I had this thought. The word for giving is reminding me of, I was listening to, I don't remember who it was, but they were connecting the word forgiving to forget. When you are forgiving in your heart, mind, and soul, then it is to forget what you need to forget and get more of what you need in life. So those words, when you're using the hands in a productive, in a loving, caring way, then
yes.
you're also to be using those hands for giving out, but also
yes.
forgiving
yes.
yourself, laying your hands on your parts of your body, whether it's your eyes, laying your hands on your eyes and forgiving love to your eyes, for so you can forget the good, the bad, and get the good. So thank you for the hands. That's a great one, the remembering the hands in that way.
Yes, and then I have the ears. And
the ears?
The ears. For the sounds, I have for the sounds of violin, the gentle rain, and I love you. And then thank you. And I want to go back to the lips because I like to talk about real experiences so people can relate, right?
Yes.
You know, Viara, you know when you have had a sweet kiss. I know. Listen, when I talk about it, people can relate. I mean, you know when you had a sweet kiss. And sometimes the kiss is so sweet, a person will kind of wipe their finger across their lips. That's the memory. That's the memory of the kiss. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right now, all I have are memories. Sorry.
No.
I'm just in that season, honey, that the sweet kiss is a memory. Okay, one day. But I love that because as you're wearing these gratitude garments,
yes.
there's a reminder that there is such a thing, even if you haven't experienced it
yes,
in a while.
You need to catch up. Yes,
exactly. But that's a good reminder. That sweet kiss is out there somewhere.
let's get
that on the front and the back.
That is funny. So I was at a meeting on Friday night, and I was talking about this work that was given to me, this message that I have to take to the north and to the south, to the east and to the west. And the reason why this is so important is because, you know, we are created in the Father's image, according to his likeness. And the scripture tells us that he indwells us. So our eyes are his eyes. Our ears are his ears. We are his temple, right?
That's right.
And so, I spoke to some of the young gentlemen at the meeting that I was at. They were talking about this body awareness and giving thanks and the gratitude. And he said, I give thanks to the Lord for my body, and I don't really need to give thanks to, you know, each part. But I said to him, but when you do that, you're not taking away from the Most High, because He indwells you. His Spirit indwells you. So you're adding to. You're not taking away from. You know, for too long we've been so far from ourselves. We've taught to love our neighbors as ourselves. And so if we have not begun to look at ourselves and to appreciate love ourselves, how can we then love our neighbors? There was an elderly lady there. And let me tell you, it's amazing. I can hardly wait to get this thing just light into the world of fire, because it was so wonderful to look at each person at that meeting and see they're actually thinking. What is this lady talking about? I'm supposed to say thank you, my eyes and my lips. It's a very strange language. But this lady, she looked at me and said, you know, while out of it, she said, I have never thought of myself as that. Never thought to give thanks to my hands and my feet. Never. She said, you know what? I am going to begin, because that is needful. There was another man there. He said, Zakara, I am so impressed. He turned around and gave himself a big hug. You know, there was another lady there who was talking about her feet and how, because she wears tight shoes, her feet had some corns, and she begins to hide them. And so she said, this other lady was saying, why do you hide your feet now? So because they're so awesome. You know, they have all these corns and so on and so forth. So the other lady said, my feet are like that too, because they wear these high shoes and these tight shoes and so on. And then I said, so why don't you go ahead and give your feet, say thank you to your feet, because they stand you up, you still walk, and they still do the service that you're supposed to do. And so she did say, thank you, my feet, thank the Yahweh for my feet.
And so, you know what you're saying is, that what you're saying, and again, is speak to the body. Just as my book points out, your body is talking to you. Your body wants you to speak to it, to touch it. And okay. I just thought of something regarding the sweet kiss. Yeah, because I'm looking at my scriptures, and I heck, in a way, I mean, physical is physical, material is material. But every time when I read the Proverbs and Psalms, it's like a sweet kiss from Yahuwah, from my Heavenly Father, from my Creator. Some of the verses in Scripture, even outside the Psalms and Proverbs, it is truly like a sweet kiss. And so even when you see your line of clothing, there needs to be that spiritual awakening of, yes, you may not have perfect eyesight, you may not have the most beautiful looking hands in the physical, but what is the Father, how does the Creator look at your hands, your feet, and your lips? And if your lips are speaking His truth, then oh my goodness, He's kissing you all the time. I have to take that back, half of it back.
I'm going to confirm that with a scripture. Because
in him
we live and move and have our being. So you're right. He's kissing us all the time. In Him we live and move and have our being. Indeed, that is correct.
But we both know as women that we do have some needs as women who would appreciate the sweet kiss of a man. So it's a reality, but we do want to admit that there's two sides of us. Or we are multi-level creatures. And so we have all kinds of emotions running in here.
And Vieta, you know me. I am very forthright. I don't beat around the bush, and I don't hide. What is, and that is what I speak, you know, because what I say is the Most High does not make anything that is not beautiful. Everything
That's
is beautiful.
Right.
He's an awesome creator. And so I went to the doctor's office just last week, put my mom to the doctor's office, and their feet to the podiatrist. And it was a rainy day. And the rain was falling quite heavily. And so the doctor came and said, oh, another nasty day. And I said to her, why do you say it's nasty? I said, what if you didn't have any rain for about a year? What would happen? We'd have a drought. We'd be able to get water to drink and so on. She said, you're right. And then I told her the story about the lady who was hiding her hands. And then I made known to her all the many services that her hands give her. And then I said, you know, you're a beautiful being. The Most High created you so awesomely. She said to me, you've got to come back in here and let me feel good about myself. She was so awesome.
And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for a woman. I cannot pronounce her name, but she is up for an Oscar for a role in 12 Years of Slaves. A woman from Nigeria, very dark skin, very short hair, curly, kinky hair, and she has become such a representation of beauty to me. Her dark skin is coming out just glowing with colors now to me, and she wears on her body the most beautiful colors. And we want to emphasize that with everyone, that as our brother Shemuel pointed out, that the rainbow colors are meant to be worn on the vessel, on the human body. And that not only activates your cells and organs within you, but it gives you this glow on the outside. So this woman is just become so beautiful. She is not your typical model. She's not your typical light-skinned, blonde-haired, you know, body. She's a petite, beautiful, nicely shaped, but her skin is very dark. Her hair is very kinky, very African. And every time I've seen her, she's been on YouTube. She's been everywhere because she's won awards already for her role in 12 Years of Slave. She is just the most beautiful African woman, one of the most that I have seen, and being openly and frequently shown on TV and magazines. So that's what we want to emphasize here, is that, like Kara just said, everything the Creator makes is beautiful, but we have the media and social society emphasizes beauty only in certain people or certain things, but even a black rose has the most beauty, most awesome beauty, if you look at it with the eyes of our Creator. So go ahead.
Yeah. We're all beautiful in our own way, you know, and so this is what I am about. It, like I said, it's sweet. I mean, everybody needs to find what they came here to do and do it. Because that is when you begin to live. If you haven't found your niche, I mean that one thing that you alone can do when after I teach people about this, you know, cause the people that I've spoken to, they're catching on and they can go and they can tell someone else. But when it's given to you, you are the only one who can put the joy and the passion and the rhythm and the sweetness to it, because it's what you're supposed to be doing. So I would encourage your listeners to, you know, we're here for a purpose. There's nobody here that was just thrown here. We're here for a purpose. We need to seek for purpose, and we need to engage it and do it with joy. That's what living is about.
Yes,
that's
hallelujah. Now, we are halfway through our show, and thank you if you're listening. And we are asking a question on this show today that will get you a free book. My book, My Body is Talking to Me, will be sent to you free with a bookmark if you can answer the questions that we're asking. The first question I asked was, who was the 11th tribe in the tribes of Israel, the sons of Jacob? The second question would be, this is an easy one now. If you can't get the first one, you should be able to get this one. What book of the Bible gives the names of the 12 tribes first together? There's one book in the Bible that will give you all the 12 names of the 12 tribes. You don't have to give me all 12 right now, but if you can give me, call in. The number is 215-383-5863. This book is waiting for you, and we'll send you a book if you can give us the name of the book in the Bible that lists all 12 chapters. So, or all 12 tribes, I'm sorry. So we want to get into those tribes, because what our instructors teach us, those who study the Bible and those of us who have been looking at the Bible, We know that there's something more to the black print on the Bible pages. There's something higher. There's a metaphysical message in every story, every line, every chapter of the Bible. The Bible is useful for teaching and instruction, and most important in these days, the Bible is useful for empowering you, lifting you up, and helping you have a prosperous, healthy life. Yes, the Bible has instruction and words and teachings that can help you live a healthy life. So knowing about the 12 tribes of Israel helps you to understand your body, because the Heavenly Father, the Creator, Yahuwah, gives everything for a purpose. He didn't just give us the 12 tribes, the story of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, just for entertainment. And it's not just for Bible study. This information that we read about, that we've read about for years, is useful for nourishing your soul, because this is a soul level of teaching. I don't know about you, Kara, but when I was in Sunday school or the Sunday System Church, I don't remember hearing much about the 12 tribes other than they were the sons of Jacob. Did you hear anything different?
No, not really. No, no.
So now, as we've grown older, we know there's more to it than that. Oh, if you were to just Google the 12 tribes of Israel, you could be reading for quite a few hours, because everybody has an opinion. People have done research. People have studied. And the idea is to study and show yourself approved by your Creator, the Most High. So I want to get into a little bit about what these tribes are and what some of the meaning of these tribes are. So the firstborn of Jacob was Reuben. Reuben, that name even has a meaning. Reuben is a son. That's really the meaning of Leah, who gave birth to Reuben. And I want to ask another question that, if you have the answer, we'll give you a free book. How many wives or how many women were involved in birthing the sons of Jacob?
That's
a good one.
No.
You do know the answer, right? But there was more than one. This very important concept we have of 12 tribes, or what we can call the 12 branches of your body, it's these light branches inside of us that are harmonizing with the state of your thoughts. And it's the ability, Shemuel Wali says, it's the ability of your body to tabernacle together in one house or dwelling. All these tribes, all these metaphors, and the meanings of these tribes inside of you. Why did the Creator give us the 12 tribes? There was a purpose behind it. So, for instance, the firstborn was Reuben, and Leah was his mother. And she called his name Reuben because she said, the Creator, Yahuwah, has surely seen my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. So she named him because she wanted love. She was seeking love. And it's like, see, I have a son. And see is the key word here. This Reuben tribe represents your eyes.
Yay.
According to the teachings of Bet Hashem Midrash, we're looking at the eyes to see the offspring of actually the letter Nun, which is the 14th letter of the alphabet. So Reuben represents conceptualization, the eyes, to see. So when you think of your eyes, that is the firstborn of our Creator. The eyes are
wow.
Knit together. You're knit together in the womb. Guess what? The eyes show up first. So Reuben is there first. He's born into your flesh first.
Can I say something?
Sure.
And Vera, as you go through this, you cannot help but be in awe of the Most High. You
yes.
just cannot help it, because, like I said before, when I was on the show before, I said, there are not many things at play here. They're just multiplicity. You have a word used for it, the macro and the Macro? Yeah. Because it's amazing. So now, in our bodies, we have the eyes that represent Reuben, right?
Right. Right.
Remember now, our bodies are the temple of the Most High. Remember that the 12 tribes were supposed to be a set-apart nation unto the Most High. Remember?
Right, right.
It was that holy priesthood. But let me say this. There's a thought here. There is a pride. There is a pride that has taken over Israel. And there needs to be an understanding because we're forgetting our mother and our father. We're forgetting Adam and Hawa, Eve. You see, the Father has not forgotten Adam and Hawa. You see, this is how it goes. The 12 tribes, Levi, were supposed to be the priests for the 12 tribes. The 12 mm-hmm. tribes are supposed to be the priests for the other nations, including Adam. So they are supposed to witness, but everybody wants to be Israel, and everybody can't be Israel. Adam, we have thrown our mother and father out and put them in the nursing home. We have thrown Adam and Eve and put them in a nursing home, and nobody cares about them. But the time has come where the Father is awakening up Adam, because Adam was created in the Father's image according to his likeness. He was his firstborn. You get what I'm saying? He was put here to be a witness to the other nations that were here already, whom nobody speak about. But the time for that under the carpet is coming out. So what
yes,
I'm saying
and
is
this is
Adam and,
yes.
Adam and Hawa. There's Adam and Hawa needs to be spoken to be speaking. You know what? Okay, go ahead.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes. Now that's another teaching. But yeah, you're right. Everything in Scripture has a purpose and a reason. In a metaphysical term, in a metaphoric term, meaning it's a concept, it's an idea, abstract idea sometimes, a general notion of how things are structured and created in the Creator's eye. So we're talking here about unity, because what you just spoke about has brought much division. I want to be Israel. I'm this tribe. I'm that tribe. Oh, no, I'm this tribe. My tribe's better than your tribe. Oh, my tribe has more purpose than your tribe. No, no, no. We're talking about the unity inside of us, this one house called the human flesh. It's the kingdom. The kingdom inside is part of the kingdom is the 12 tribes of Israel. So we want to go, Reuben is the firstborn, and I'm still waiting for a caller to tell me what book of the Bible you can find all the tribes, and you'll get a free book and a bookmark. And the second born of Jacob was Shimon. And you've already talked about a part of the body that belongs to Shimon. Shimon was the child of, I believe it's Leah, because Leah mm-hmm. was having, just bringing out those babies before anybody else.
The first four were Leah's.
Yes, Mother Leah. And the meaning of the name is hearing. So it's the ear. Simeon, your ear is the second tribe of Jacob. And so the part of the verse in the book that I'm waiting to hear from our listener. Oh, we have a listener. Let's see if they can answer the question. Let's see. We have a caller from 1252. Are you there? Shalom, are you there? Caller, hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Are you calling from number 1252?
Yes, just to Sherry. I'm just listening.
Hi.
Hey, Sherry Cohen. Sherry Cohen was the name I was born with. You know that.
Yes, ma'am. Can you tell us what book these 12 tribes are in?
You know, I'll be honest with you, I don't know. It's been a lot of years that I've, read the Torah and all that, but I'm not sure.
Okay, how about the other question? Do you know how many women birthed the 12 tribes?
It sounds like 12, but I... I would think so.
You're close. You are very close.
No, she just needs to divide it by three.
Yeah, divide it by three.
Okay. I see.
So did you have a question, Cherry, or a comment want to give us?
No, I didn't have a question. I was just trying to find the numbers so I could listen.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're listening.
Yeah. I just wanted to hear what you were sharing.
Okay. Well, we're going to leave you on, and we'll just keep going. And if at any time you have a question or comment, just go ahead and speak it out, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we're looking at, that was the second tribe, was Shimeon, and it represents ears, comprehend what is seen. Now, this is the really interesting part to me, how the first tribe of Reuben, the second tribe of Shimeon connect. Remember, we're talking about unity in the house. The 12 tribes are all about unity. There is no seam in the house. There's a seamless progression in the house. That is performing all the functions that this human vessel kingdom needs to perform. So we move from the first tribe, Reuben, to the second tribe, Shimeon, which means to comprehend what is seen or have understanding in the ears.
Wow.
So Reuben and Shimeon are brothers. Because together in the house of the kingdom, your body, the eyes work first, and then connecting what you see to understand or comprehend what you see, not in a negative way, as some of us have grown up doing, but in a positive way to understand the beauty in what we see and hear, have understanding. Understanding comes through our ears, because when we comprehend what we see, then we understand and we hear clearly. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful?
That's good. Yes. That's
so the third tribe is Levi. Levi represents the tissues, muscles, and the meaning of Levi, who was born, birthed by Leah. The meaning of Levi is joined together and attached. Now tell me that's not getting the eyes and ears hooked up together. Joined together and attached. She conceived again, bore a son. She said, now this time my husband will become attached to me because I have borne him three sons. That's why she called him Levi. Because she wanted that man to be attached. Come, Levi, and help your father and I become attached. What a beautiful picture of the body. Because sometimes we are so detached from, for instance, the breast. Women have become so detached from their breast that when something is uncomfortable in the breast, some women don't know what to do other than to go see a man in a white coat and say, go ahead, cut them off. I don't need them anymore.
Let me tell you. Yeah.
But, yes.
It goes back to being too alienated from a body. If you're having a love relationship with each part of your body, trust me, you are not going to want to throw that away so soon. You're not going to do that. You have been fostering this loving relationship with this being that the Father has created you to be. There is just no way you're going to cut something off without a fight, without speaking to this body and saying, you know, what did I do? How can I help to make you well? What do we need to do? Let me know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So this
is why
the language of gratitude for our bodies is so important. It's a language whose time has come. And I tell you, the Most High has given it to me. It's a language whose time has come. So we know.
And you might save some breath with this line of clothing because there's too many of them being cut off. I'm just really shocked sometimes every time I hear another woman wanting to cut her breast off, the nurturing, caring part of her, because she's wearing too many high heels and she's wearing too many underwire bras. In my opinion, her lymph system is constricted with the bras and the high heels and the tight pants. I'm sorry, ladies, but It's time to wake up. These men, and all of these things, if you look in the history of these things, were created by, guess who, the man. There's usually the male energy that creates these things, constricting women's breasts, their feet. All these things are just causing us to be unconscious, and we're trying to wake you up with the awareness just of the 12 tribes and the connection that we have to the men, and the men and women have connections because we're all made with the same organ. So let's go to number four of the tribes, which is your kingdom within you, is Judah, or Yehuda, we say in the Hebrew language, Yehuda. And that is the liver, the spleen, and the kidneys. And once again, that strong woman Leah birthed another son for her husband Jacob, wanting to be attached. Now this one, Yehuda, means Yah be praised. That Yehuda. That's why we have to put the Yah in the name, because Judah is not a real Hebrew name, but Yehuda. She bore another son and said, "Now I will praise Yahuwah." Therefore, she called his name Yahweh, and she stopped. That was her last one. She said, "That's enough. Now that I'm praising Yahweh, I don't need any more babies. I don't need to be attached to my husband anymore with Levi. I just need to praise my Creator," because she had birthed four sons. So that's important to remember. And then the liver, the spleen, and the kidneys. All these organs are detoxing organs or filtering organs. So it's interesting. That name means to praise and give value to.
There is something here, Diana. There's something here. When you praise, the detoxing, what happens when you praise? What happens in your body when you just praise? What happens?
Yes, releases.
It's like, wow. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I can't.
Isn't that beautiful?
I can't explain it.
Yeah, we'll get it. It's coming to us slowly. So the fifth tribe is Dan. Dan, oh, we got a new mother here. This time it's Rachel's servant called Bilhah. And Dan means to judge. Rachel gave her birth to, or Rachel, who could not have a child, gave her husband over to Bilhah, and Yahuwah said, Rachel said, "Yah has judged my case. He has also heard my voice and given me a son." Therefore, she called his name Dan. So Rachel was claiming Dan as hers because it was her servant, Bilhah, who gave birth to Dan. But that's how connected they were. That's interesting to think about, how Rachel was connected to her servant in such a way that son was hers, called Dan, which also means lungs. These are the lungs to judge, evaluate, or exchange.
The lungs are two sides, right? Right?
Yes.
Connected.
Yes.
It's connected.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So the lungs are our breath. That's where we inhale and exhale and give life. Creator gives us breath through this organ.
Yeah, what came to me was, because Rachel was suffering, because she wasn't having any children, when Bilhah is the name? What was
Bilhah.
The name of the... Right, Bilhah.
Servant Bilhah.
She was able to breathe. She was able to... Because she was frustrated, you know, with not being able to conceive. And so when she was able to
exhale.
That is so awesome.
Imagine that, though. She's been holding her breath through Leah's birth, hoping she would be the one next, hoping she would be the one. And finally she gets close because Bilhah has a son. So now she can breathe. At least she's getting close.
Hallelujah.
Bless her heart.
Okay.
So she can evaluate. The lungs are used to evaluate, exchange, and judge. Dan is the judge. So hallelujah. So then we move to the sixth tribe, which is, who is the sixth tribe? Naphtali. And Naphtali is the heart. represents the heart. And Bilha, once again, she had the privilege of birthing a second son. And Rachel speaks. Unfortunately, the servants couldn't speak in the Bible. So Rachel speaks for her. And Rachel says, with great wrestling, I have wrestled with my sister, and indeed I have prevailed. So she called him Naphtali, my wrestling, or my heart. Her heart, her meditation center is what that really means in the body, the heart of things, to contemplate. And so even calling her sister. Now, this is what we call plural marriage today. There are many people on the earth who believe in plural marriage. They have more than one wife. And they are all aware of each other. They call them sister wives. And so we read even back in this book that Rachel called her sister. She wrestled with her real sister, and then she wrestled with Bilha. And so indeed she prevailed. So it's a blessing to read even now the heart is in the matter. Isn't that something? How when you have a plural marriage or you have any relationship where you're wrestling, it's the heart of the matter that will bring peace and shalom and a new birth even. Hallelujah. 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 That's something to think about. So the seventh tribe member, or the seventh son of Jacob, is Gad. And Gad brings in Leah's servant, Zilpah. Zilpah. And Gad Zilpah means the tongue. The tongue. That serpent, that fiery serpent, who speech and communication. So you're looking at the seventh tribe or the seventh son representing your speech and communication, because Gad was in, Leah said, oh, Leah gets to speak in this one. She says, a troop comes. So she called his name Gad. A troop meaning an invader or good fortune. Of speech and communication. So good fortune. Your tongue can bring good fortune and success if it's used in the right way. Are we right? Are we right, sisters?
Yes, you're right.
So the tongue, especially when it comes to singing and even music, singing and bringing in the music to the mouth, it's the harmony. Beautiful picture we have here of these 12 tribes intermingling and being connected in a seamless way. There's no seams. They're all connected. So the eighth member or the eighth son is Asher. Asher was the son of Zilpah, again, Leah's servant. And Leah said, I'm happy, happy, happy. Asher implies the stomach. A sea of reeds or the stomach or affirmations. So Asher, Leah said, I'm happy for the daughters will call me blessed. She called his name Asher. And what does the stomach do? The stomach digest. And Sheriel, I you know what I just thought? What color is involved here? Do you have a color for that? Because Sheriel is a color therapist.
Well, with the stomach, well, I know for better digestion, I've used like yellow and orange over the colon, but yellow like over the liver, that you know over your digestive areas.
Perfect. Perfect.
I want to say that is correct, because indeed you have the base chakra where you have Uriel, and then when you get into the stomach, you have Yofiel or Jofiel, which is yellow. The color is yellow, and then you have solar plexus is Gabriel, and that's orange. So she's correct.
Yeah, she does a great work with. Sheriel does a great work with color therapy. So. It's funny, we've got three of us. We can add all kinds of dimensions to these tribes now.
They're all connected. They really are. I feel like they're all connected, because that system that I use comes from India.
but it doesn't really matter. I mean, you know, everything is one, really, when you look at it. It's like there's one creator. You know, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You know, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohim.
And that's what we're here for, is to emphasize the oneness, whether it's in India, Africa, or the United States. Human beings have this home of the vessel of the soul that we all dwell in. And it's only a matter of us coming to understanding and wisdom about why the Creator gave us these organs, what we're here for, and so on. So we've got a color now. Maybe we can back up a little. And we were on the 8th, but on the 7th of the tongue, or maybe the mouth, is there a color for that area, Sherio?
For the tongue.
Or the mouth area?
Was it a throat?
Well, now, in terms of chakras, of course, there is, you know, you would say blue, but it depends on what you're trying to do, you know, because there's different colors, and of course, the sounds that correlate with the frequencies in music that I use, but it depends on what's going on, you know. It really... Like, for instance, sometimes I use lemon, which is half green and half yellow, for the brain, but then at the same time, you could also use lemon for the gut as well. It just depends. So, you know, what you're trying to heal.
Okay. Well, we'll keep going. If we have time, we'll go back and cover some of these colors that we...
About the eyes.
You can use indigo in those areas, but then again, it depends on what you are trying to work with your eyes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's all different. Like if you have some kind of condition there and you want to, you want to look at the recipes. There's different recipes actually that I use. And so it just depends on what's going on with that. Chakras are related, but they aren't, there's more than 8-7 colors. I use the 12. Actually, the 12 colors and the 12 tribes.
How convenient. 12 colors, 12 tribes.
12 colors, 12 tribes. Let there be light, right?
So, yeah, let there be light. That's right.
Let there be light.
So here we go. Go ahead. So here we go into the 9th son of Jacob and Leah. Leah's finally going to have her boy. And
you mean,
Leah said, yeah.
Rachel.
Yeah. What's that?
Oh, Leah. Okay,
yeah,
go
Leah
ahead.
Is Leah was the sister of Rachel, right?
Yeah,
and so Leah had, she's having more children. Yeah, that's right. We had four at first, and now Leah's having Issachar, a man of hire. She said, Yah has given, and we're probably going to go over a little bit, but that's okay. She says, Yah has given me my hire, man of hire, because I have given my maid to my husband. So she called his name Issachar. Now, Issachar represents several organs. This is a heavy one. The prostate, the adrenals, the pancreas, the thyroid, and the pituitary. They are all a state of supra-consciousness.
Wow.
Stimulation unto implementation. Wow. Can we digest that one, ladies? That's a big one. Issachar has a very important role in our bodies. I know for me, the adrenals have become so important. And the adrenals respond to mental tension and stress more than physical stress. That is where my experience has been having to nourish my adrenals and nurse them back to health, because I had, for some period of time, I had so much tension in my mind and my brain that those adrenals were affected. And then we have the prostate, where men are having that cut out. That's the other part of the human system, that is, people are in ignorance or unconscious about is the prostate, that they don't realize the connection that the prostate has to female energy. And once we can get the men to wake up to the connection that they have with the female energy, then they won't be cutting that prostate out anymore. They'll just be nursing it and healing it and continuing with the love and unity of the tribes. And then the pancreas, the thyroid, and the pituitary. Oh, my goodness. So where would we be without these five organs? These are so important. The pituitary gland, in fact, is like the central command center. And so if we can really get in touch with our central command center, we are going places and we're thriving and we're really going into consciousness. This Ishikar is about a state of super consciousness. When you're in touch with prostate, adrenals, pancreas, thyroid, pituitary, you are really in touch with the Creator. That pituitary gland is like a radioactive energy from your brain connecting you to the energy of the Shemayim or the heavens. And that's truly going to be consciousness. So, and let's go to number 10, which is Zebulon. Zebulon is the 10th son of Jacob, and Leah was the mother. And Leah said, now my husband will dwell with me because I have borne him 6 sons. So she called him Dwelling Zebulon. And it is the intestine, river, and bowels. That part of the body is mirroring Zebulon, and it's assimilation. That's where we assimilate things from what we eat, not only what we eat, but in a spiritual sense, what we are taking in our emotions. To honor, exalt, and abide is also the message behind Zebulon, assimilating the good things and releasing the things that we don't need. So number 11 is Rachel. Rachel finally had her first son. So she called his name Yosef and said, Yahuwah shall add to me another son. So Yosef is the increaser, and Yosef is also the reproductive system because it means to increase, expand, enlarge, and enlarge again as we grow babies in that area, and to structure movement and expression, the foundation of blessings and multiplying of blessings and values. Wow, Yosef had a big role to play, too, in the deliverance of Israel. So he was constantly expanding and increasing in wisdom. So number 12, the 12th son, drum roll, please, birthed by Rachel as her soul was departing, for she died. She gave birth to Benjamin where she was dying. Her soul was departing. She called his name Ben-Oni, son of my sorrow, but his father called him Ben-Yamin, son of the right hand. And Benjamin is a offspring of the South to formulate the manna, to lay a base for thought expansion, to occupy via the seed. So Benjamin has a lot to do with the seed. Let's see, it's a nature, it's called actually gamete, a nature, male or female germ cell that is able to unite with another of the opposite sex and sexual reproductive form, a zygote. So it has to do with reproduction.
Right.
So those are the 12 tribes. We actually got through them in almost an hour. We were close, ladies. But any closing thoughts, Sherrielle? I'll let you go first.
I was just going to tell you that that I had found something on when you were talking about the eyes, about nearsightedness, about farsightedness,
and different things like that, and how we perceive and how we see. And of course, that, you know, to me is like the eye of knowledge, you know, in a sense, the eyes of wisdom, divine wisdom. But it said here to use, this is a case where you could use lemon, yellow, orange, and red in a different, you know, in different time frame. And I just wanted to share that because I found that and I thought it was kind of cool.
So, and it's interesting, I had a friend who was a nurse, and she used to work in the operating room. And she was always amazed at the colors inside the body. She said it was the most beautiful scene when they opened up these bodies to see all the colors. It's not just red in there. It's yellow and blues. And she was so fascinated with that. She enjoyed that job for a time, a period. But because of what she was viewing on the inside, it was an amazing picture of the kingdom when you're in the operating room. So you're so right. And then when you use your colors, you're just vibrating what's already inside. You're actually harmonizing with what's inside and bringing the 12 tribes to life inside of a person. How beautiful is that? Your 12 colors. See, that came to you as a truth of consciousness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, Kara, you have any closing thoughts? I'm so excited about your line because I think it's going to heal, not just bring enlightenment and understand, but it's going to be healing for people. Kara, what do you say?
It's going to be healing for the whole universe.
Yes.
Because it doesn't have a face on it. It's for the whole. When I think of the word that I do, it reminds me of Romans 8, 18 through 23, when creation travaileth for the sons and waiting for the sons and daughters sons of Elohim to be made manifest. And in that, I mean, all creation will be thanked and appreciated out, and gratitude will be sent to the rain, the clouds, the trees, the eyes, everything. It's just a time for gratitude, for healing, you know. And with they want if this can be done. But love is always the answer. Love
Hallelujah.
Will always pour through and you know, bring healing. And I just want to encourage everyone to love their body and talk to their bodies and just appreciate the being that you are, because you're an awesome masterpiece.
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
And I for one am very grateful for my sisters who joined me, a perfect number three we've had here in this hour. Thank you. Thanks to Kara Aya Asher and for Sherrielle Cohen. Bless you, ladies. You have a wonderful week. Keep talking to your bodies and listening, of course. And thank you, those who are listening even now or later. Appreciate all your energy coming this way and love. And so we just wish you much shalom and many blessings in the coming week. We're going to go out once again with one of my favorite songs, Kara singing her with her beautiful voice, The Tree of Life Reality. Shalom. Shalom.